Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about building self-esteem. To get a better understanding of the concept, let's review what the Oxford Dictionary says about the words themselves. The word self is defined as of or directed towards oneself, and the word esteem is defined as respect and admiration. So, if we put them together, what we get is respect and admiration of or directed towards oneself. According to Nathaniel Brandon, author of Six Pillars of Self-Esteem, self-esteem is the reputation we acquire with ourselves. Now, reflect on the reputation that you have acquired with yourself. A reputation is built over time and is usually influenced by multiple factors: genetics, personality, life experience, age, health, thoughts, and social circumstances are all factors that contribute to our sense of self. Of all of those factors, which one do you think you have the most control over? If you said your thoughts, you'd be correct. The best tool you can use to build a healthy self-esteem is to improve the way you think. Whether you realize it or not, your thought life is powerful. It's the lens through which you view life and the filter through which you process everything that happens to you. Let me put it to you in another way. Inside all of us lives both an inner critic and an inner advocate. These opposing views can often be in conflict with one another if we don't know how to manage them. Your inner critic is the voice in your head that tells you all the negative reasons you can't be at your best. This voice whittles away at your sense of self by saying things like, "I'm not good enough or smart enough to do this," or it discourages you from moving forward. On the other side of that is your inner advocate. This is the voice in your head that fights against the negative and encourages you to pursue your best self, kind of like your inner cheerleader. Now, obviously, we want the inner advocate to dominate our thoughts, and there are a few simple ways we can do that. First, we need to practice positive self-talk. As funny as it may sound right now, when we continually tell ourselves that we are smart enough or strong enough to accomplish the task at hand, eventually we believe it. Secondly, we need to accept where we've been, but not dwell on it in order to focus on the present moment. By focusing on what is happening right in front of us, we can take ownership of the moment and enjoy every part of it. And lastly, we need to learn to both recognize and accept that life is made of both positive and negative moments, and to be okay with that. Positive acceptance is a large part of building healthy self-esteem. This doesn't mean that negative things will not occur in your life, but in the end, your ability to recognize it for what it is, work through it, and then release it will help you in your journey toward a healthy outlook and a stronger self-esteem. As Pulitzer-winning playwright August Wilson said, "Confront the dark parts of yourself and work to banish them with illumination and forgiveness." So remember the definition of self-esteem. It means the respect and admiration of or directed towards oneself. Embrace the reputation you have acquired and be kind to yourself. That kindness will go a long way toward building a positive self-image. This was just a small piece from our Building Self-Esteem class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.